Good morning, everybody. Hey, there it is. I love that. So friends, we have our children's time today. As you may know, we are not currently having children come up to the stage as a precaution for COVID-19. But if you're a child and you're in the sanctuary, you know, now's your moment. So there it is. Nice. I'm going to stay standing today because we're going to do a little bit of movement together, which should be fun. Friends, this week on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, begins the season of Lent. And Lent is not just the stuff that you find in your pockets when your parents do your laundry, right? Lent, for the church, is the time when we prepare our hearts for Easter, to celebrate how much God loves us and how amazing God's love is. And one of the ways that we prepare our hearts for that is by a fancy church word I'm going to teach you right now called repentance, or repent. And maybe you've heard that word before, maybe you haven't, I don't know, but why don't we all say repent together, okay? Are we ready? We'll do one, two, three, repent. You don't get that often in the Methodist church on a Sunday morning. Gotta go somewhere else for that. And repent has a big theological definition, but what repenting really means is to turn away from or to turn around, right? We turn away or we turn around. And you might be asking, what do we turn away from or turn around from to prepare us to celebrate Easter? And I want to share, there's this amazing scripture that's one of my favorite things in the Bible that says, no one has ever seen God, but when we love one another, God's love lives in us and God's love is made complete by us. Right, when we love one another, when we love our brothers and sisters, our parents, our friends, when we're kind, when we're nice to them, right? God's love flows in between us, and we both feel so good from that. But sometimes being human is kind of hard, and we don't always show God's love the way we want, right? Maybe you play a game with a sibling, and you get kind of angry, and you throw something. I know I have certainly done that before. Maybe you get mad at your parents because they're telling you to do something you don't want to do, and maybe you say something kind of mean to them, right? There are all these little moments sometimes where life is pretty hard, and we don't always show people God's love the way that maybe we wanted to. And when that happens, we can remember how much God loves us, and we can repent, right? We can turn around. We can turn away from that thought and try to remember how much God loves us so that we can try to show God's love to other people. So what I want you to do, if you can all stand up with me, because Jesus said, let the little children come to him, and we should be like the children, so we're all going to kind of embody that today. Stand up, I'm looking at you. Nice. And we're going to practice that. So anytime if you find yourself getting angry or if you find yourself getting frustrated, just remember that you can repent, you can turn around, and you can think about how much God loves you and how you can share that love with other people. So let's practice that turning around right now, okay? So we're going to go ahead and we're just going to repent and do a little spin around. And anytime you feel yourself getting angry, why don't you try that little spin? Because you would be surprised how easy it is for little weird bodily things to change something in your heart and in your mind. So friends, with that in mind, why don't we go ahead and pray if you will pray with me. Dear God, we love you so much. We are so, so thankful for your love, for the kindness that you show us, and for the love of our family and our friends. Help us to share your love with everyone, and to remember to repent and turn around whenever we hurt another person, so that we can continue to grow and share your love stronger and better each and every day. That was probably too many words. We love you, God. Amen. All right, kids, if you are here in the sanctuary, you can go ahead and follow me, and we will head over to Children's Church.